welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner for Monday, February 15th, 2010. I'm Sam Minter. I've got Yvonne Beau with me. And Yvonne's in trouble because he fell asleep. And we were supposed to start the show like half an hour ago. And I'm like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Finally, Yvonne, like, is here, and now he's in trouble with his wife because it's Valentine's Day. And
because I fell asleep.
Should be doing something with her right now. Or
let me clarify this. She was working all day, okay? And I actually went to a friend of mine's house during the day. I actually made her breakfast. Now, I got here like a couple of hours ago, like about 2 hours to be precise, and I was in front of the TV, and at some point, I fell asleep.
Uh-huh.
Flat out asleep, okay? Probably around 9, okay? And I was just out. And I actually, one of the reasons I got home early was because of doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
But I passed out asleep.
You know, passing out, it could be fun.
And so, I don't know, at some point, like about 15 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, I woke up and I'm like, well, I don't know, to an angry wife and to the fact that I got home early because of the show and I got, I don't know.
So let's get to it because you've got to get to your wife and I've got my significant other's dinner's going to be ready in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So let's do this. Yeah.
One more.
Because you are an angry wife. I don't know. I fall asleep. So my wife disparaged it. Because you are. Okay.
Anyway, I will mention one more thing.
Anyway, I just got yelled at about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I will mention one more thing before we do any serious topics, which is, you know, when I was IMing Yvonne to like say, okay, let's get it ready to go. You know, he noticed a little something about my IMs, and you know, basically, yeah, like
your
missing letters and things. So yeah, basically, yesterday, I spilled a Coke all over my keyboard.
Ah, okay. Because I'm like I'm looking at this, and I'm like, looking at these IMs, and I'm gonna read this. It's all one word. Log into Skype when you are ready. That's one word. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, is your space bar broken? Look up. And by the way, one word. Look up, comma. I said that.
Yeah, because I had IM'd earlier, space bar broken. There are a couple things. I poured Coke on my keyboard. I knocked over the can of Coke I had next to the keyboard. And okay, so the one keyboard, so this is a multifaceted broken keyboard story. So I poured Coke on the one keyboard.
I'm assuming it wasn't like it had received some previous abuse.
No. So
no.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, it was fully functional. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. It was fully functional.
Okay. And the Coke fell on like the numeric keypad. So I'm like, you know, okay, whatever. I don't really use that much anyway. And you know, I've cleaned up the Coke, but I didn't like worry about it too much. You know, and then like, you know, I went away from my computer for a while, and then I came back to try, and I tried to log in, because the screensaver comes up, and it locks the thing, and you have to put your password back in, and and I type in my password, and it's like, wrong password.
Rejecting.
I type in my password again, wrong password. I type in my password again, wrong password, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And so I'll type the user ID again, like, because it comes up with a default user ID, and I'll type that. Maybe something's weird going on. And then I notice when I'm trying to type in my user ID that I'm missing letters, and I'm like, oh crap. So my first thought is, yeah, well, obviously I screwed up the keyboard with the Coke, but you know, there upstairs I had there was another keyboard that was actually one of Amy's keyboards from like a couple years ago that was slightly screwed up. And so I'm like, I'll get that keyboard. And so I brought that keyboard down and plug that keyboard in.
And that was as a broken spacebar.
Well, no, that one has the spacebar doesn't work, and the left hand shift key, control key, and option key don't work. So you can use the one on the other side of the keyboard.
Okay, well, that's not bad. So you've got a working shift key, but sort of, just no spacebar.
So I was able to log in. And so, but, you know, obviously this is not tenable, really. So what I was doing for most of the day is I took my work laptop and used screen sharing to control my main screen so I could type on my laptop keyboard while controlling my desktop.
I'll tell you the funny thing that happened the other day. Somehow, I was getting stuff out of this rental car that the insurance company had given me, you know, while my car was getting fixed, and I hit the voice recognition button on my iPhone 3GS, okay? So, not the keyboard with a random thing, but hit that. Randomly, I dialed somebody.
Uh-huh.
Now, it was just very weird. I dialed a friend of mine in Mexico randomly.
Yep.
Now the one thing, and I'm just like, also I'm looking at the phone and I'm like, why the fuck is this making a call to this person? It took the random grunts that I did as interpreting calling this person.
Well, you know, that just reminds me of the idea people have come up with that I just still don't understand why Apple hasn't yet released the iPhone Shuffle, but you know.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
all right. So we've already burned up too much time. We're at 9 minutes.
My dilemma at this point is that I am intending to replace my whole damn computer sometime within the next few weeks. So do I spring for a goddamn keyboard in the meantime? Because
Are you going to throw this computer out?
No, you know, but...
Then you buy a keyboard.
Yeah.
If you weren't going to throw this computer out, then you need a keyboard no matter what.
I could switch the other keyboard back and forth.
That's not really a good solution.
Yeah, probably not.
No. Okay, so you need to buy a keyboard no matter what. So.
Yeah, crap. Okay. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So go buy a keyboard. Okay. You could buy a $10 keyboard for Pete's sake. It'll take a USB keyboard no matter what.
Yeah, I know. But if I'm going to buy a keyboard...
I have a cheap-ass $10 keyboard on a computer we're talking through right now.
Yeah, well, you know, and there's probably yet another keyboard somewhere in this house that, you know, might do
all right,
well.
Before they file for divorce for me, okay, right, let's move into another subject. Okay.
Which of the topics that we discussed do you want to go for?
Let's go on Cheney Biden, because I found it interesting, just at least if you told me what the fuck's going on.
So, of course, I mentioned the fact that Cheney and Biden had a thing going on to Ivana, and he's like, what's going on? So, basically, Cheney and Biden were both on the Sunday shows this weekend, with Cheney, of course, doing his usual thing about how Obama's making the world more dangerous and isn't taking terror seriously and blah, blah, blah. And Biden basically defending preemptively. Biden was on first, saying, you know, actually, we've done all this stuff. We've arrested more people. We've done this. We've brought these people to justice. We've stopped this. We've accelerated efforts here. And, you know, so they went out after each other. And I think the thing that's actually interesting in this whole thing here is just the fact that Cheney's out here doing this. I mean, you know, you don't see doing this kind of stuff. And, you know, and frankly, a lot of what Obama's actually ended up doing is a continuation of what George W. Bush was doing in the second term. The thing is with Cheney, and he admits it, in the second Bush administration, he lost a lot of those battles. He didn't think W was doing the right thing either. The first term more typifies what he was after, because, you know, he got more of what he wanted then.
But even still, I think it's just hilarious that Cheney is going out and doing this, because I think that one of the criticisms that people have been leveling against Obama is that he has been continuing a lot of the policies of the of his administration, and to find Cheney going out and, you know, talking like this is just hilarious. Okay, you know, now he has changed a number of them. Don't get me wrong; he hasn't continued everything, but honestly, he's changed not that many of them. He's probably changed some of the things that we probably found the most objectionable. But, you know, Cheney is a fucking asshole anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's either his way or the highway, you know?
And he's after defending his legacy. He's after, you know, basically, you know, the flip side is a lot of people out there saying that, you know, Cheney and what he was doing were actually war crimes. I mean, and you don't see people, you don't see the Obama administration going there. You don't see anybody actually going after them to persecute anything, which, you know, some people have problems with, but he's going after the historical legacy anyway, with saying, you know, what, regardless of what anybody said, we did what we thought was necessary. We still think it's necessary, and, you know, anybody else who's doing anything else, you know, screw them. They're putting everybody at risk.
Well, Cheney's an idiot, but, you know, anyway.
Okay, so because you haven't seen it, and I only heard the Cheney part, I didn't really hear the Biden part. Let's stop on that. Let's take one quick break for the poem of the week, and then we'll be back and wrap things up pretty quickly. This will be a short.
Okay. Go.
This is the Curmudgeon's Corner poem of the week, brought to you by Notel Motel.
Lucky World Chief by Lance Newman. President Earth comes falling, emoting top to bottom, collapsing through the railing. They ocean him, his supporters. They staff his voice for years, on home time, under cloudy water. My record now, Chairman Mogul? Reauthor it. Make war later, better. Have troops, have podium, have hospital.
For more like this, go to notelmotel.org, with a new poet each week and a new poem every weekday.
Okay, hope you enjoyed your exciting poem. Okay, menu, Yvonne. What would you like to talk about? Space or Google Buzz?
Google Buzz.
Okay. So, for anybody who hasn't been paying attention, over the last week, Google released their sort of social networking thing integrated with email.
That I did read about, you see? So there you go. So this is
a good topic. And anyway, you know, the intention was to be kind of a Twitter/Facebook/ integrated with your mail.
This is one of the problems. I tell you one thing. This here's one of the problems with all of these. And Google Buzz may be fantastic. Great. One of the things with people relying on these social websites, which I've realized, I mean, I know this, but most people don't care and don't want to accept this. You know, I see all these people loading up all their pictures and shit onto these websites. What happens if you want to shift? How do you do it? How do you get all your shit off this place? Transfer it somewhere else.
And yeah, there are ways, but it's not necessarily easy. And if you're a non-technical user,
if you have all your pictures on Facebook, how the fuck do you easily shift them off somewhere else?
Easily is the trick.
That's the thing.
It can be done.
You could do it,
and I believe there actually are some shareware things that'll automate it and make it easier for you. But you have
to. But it's not easy.
But you have to you have to be motivated to figure all that stuff out, and that can be done. But there's also a control issue though that you never know when Facebook will decide to change something.
Your storage policy has been changed. So therefore, any pictures you loaded before such date are gone.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they know that kind of stuff would be disastrous, so they probably won't do it anytime soon. But you never know. There have been sites this that have gone out of business, and that's why all this stuff has gone away. And so, But, you know, but here's, let's talk specifically about Google Buzz here. Google Buzz royally screwed up their rollout and, you know, got a lot of people really pissed off. You know, because basically they started turning it on, integrated with Gmail by default, and set up so that it would automatically add the people you emailed as friends, you know, and start, you know, doing its whole little buzz sharing thing with all of those people. And, you know, something that was pointed out rather quickly by all kinds of people is you don't necessarily want to include in your social networks everyone you email.
Hell no. I could say that flat out.
You know, one key here was, and you know, I personally try to be rather careful about this, but lots of people aren't, in terms of, you know, if you're using the same account for work and personal email.
You know? I will tell you that right now, I actually, my email is mostly limited to business contacts for the most part. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very little email I send is for social contacts. My social contacts are probably, for the most part, either via telephone call or Facebook. Mm. Okay. And so if you grab my email and make that into my social, you know, contacts, I mean, that's fucked up. I mean, there are certain people that I said, for the most part, there are certain social contacts I do by email, but it's not the majority of them.
Right. And the point is that, you know, Google just sort of assumed that, well, of course you'd want to share with everybody that you email. It's sort of your built-in social networking, blah, blah, blah. And so they just said, and of course people were like freaking out about this. They're saying, you know, well, you know, who are the most, the people who email me the most? Well, it's like my boyfriend. And then my crazy stalker ex, you know? And I don't want my crazy stalker ex to know anything about what I'm doing.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, they have backed off considerably. They've made a whole bunch of changes already just within a few days. Now it doesn't automatically add your email. It just brings them up as suggestions that you can choose to.
Now that would
work. There's now an off button so that you can turn off Google Buzz if you don't want it. You know, so, you know,
Do you have a Gmail account, by the way? Because I don't.
I do have a Gmail account. I don't like it, well, and do. I don't use it. Yeah, Abelsmay@gmail.com. Have fun. But like it's
I don't have one.
I'll tell you what I did. I logged into the web interface a couple times, decided I didn't like it, set it up to be accessible via IMAP, and it just goes into my mail.app on my Mac, just like everything else.
I thought you were going to say, went straight into your junk folder, but okay.
Well, since this is the first time I've ever mentioned that address to anybody in the universe, the only thing I've ever gotten at that account is spam. It's junk.
Okay.
You know, I was testing it for a couple different things back a year or two ago, and maybe it's gotten better. I don't know. But, you know, and lots of people rave about the Gmail interface. I just was not thrilled by it. And I have
seen through a few people the Gmail interface, and I personally don't like it as well. So I'm with you on that.
I've heard people say it's the kind of thing where it's a different way of thinking about your email, and you have to use it for a couple weeks, and then you get used to it, and blah, blah, blah.
That's fine. I just don't like it. Yeah.
So anyway, I wasn't a big fan of it. I didn't use it, but I haven't logged into the web-based interface for it forever. So I haven't seen the buzz stuff personally. I've just read about it. But you know, the whole thing here is when you have these cloud-based services, you know, and you mentioned Facebook, and certainly, you know, Google probably knows more about you than practically anything else in the universe. You know, there's all of this stuff that's interconnected, and, you know, there are all sorts of ways you can imagine this getting exposed in ways that you would not necessarily appreciate.
I mean, seriously, do I want Google really to, like, publish all the porn I search on the internet? I mean,
well, I was going to say the next thing could be like, you know, Buzz could just automatically share every search you do.
I mean, seriously. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, I don't know. I mean, think about all the shit. Oh, I mean, you know, so Google Buzz will share every fucking thing that you do.
Well, it didn't do that. Yeah, but...
Well, that's probably a good thing. It may have caused a few divorces.
But, you know... Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, that would have been fucked up. Okay.
But the point is, all of this information about yourself is getting aggregated by various ones of these third parties. You know, you got Google knowing a lot about you. You got Facebook knowing a lot about you. They've all got privacy policies that nobody reads and that they can change at will. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, because part of the fine print on every single one of these privacy policies is we can change this whenever we feel like it. You know, and so you don't know where this stuff is going. So, like, you know, I do have some stuff up in those places for sure. But I've always been very aware. I'm a control freak. I admit it. Like, I don't care so much about directly the privacy aspect. I mean, you know, I put all kinds of shit up on my blog, you know, and available on the web that lots of people couldn't imagine putting up. And it's available to everybody in the universe, not just my social network. But I very much want that to be as closely under my control as possible. And I get nervous about, like, you know, having anything under someone else's control. And if it is under someone else's control, I make damn sure I have a backup and a way out and a thing like that. Most people don't think about that, like you said. And it's sort of like, you know, okay, all my stuff's on, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Picasa, on Smug Mug, on whatever, you know, all of these places where you can put your stuff of various sorts or another. And, you know, what happens when the relationship changes with them? I mean, you know, yeah, if you have enough warning, you can probably migrate out if you have the time to do it. Like, you know, I know a lot of people out there who don't pay close attention would have the result of just, you know, logging in one day and boom, things are different and they don't like it, or some of their stuff is gone. So I don't know. It is so much easier. Like, you know, because I'm a control freak and want this stuff, I have to deal with more shit than somebody who just.
But it's not the thing about being a control freak. I think it people are forgetting when they are using a lot of these social networking tools, or even some of these online websites that you're having no control over any of this shit. And that at some point, if they decide to cut off your storage, shut off everything and sayonara, that you don't have own any of this stuff anymore.
Or decide that whatever you're doing is inappropriate in some way. Yeah. And you know, that can happen regardless, but it's just a lower boundary here, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so I don't know. We're low on time. I just wanted to say one more funny story, because I don't know if you've seen this one. But
no, I probably haven't because
the typical Facebook user thinks about or doesn't think about. this last week, a website called Read Write Web. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it has. I'm not a regular reader, but they do articles about various tech related things, and they put up. There was an article posted on there. Within the last week or so, talking about the Facebook login and changes that Facebook was making to try to make it universal and, you know, Facebook Connect and all this kind of stuff. And anyway, the title of the article included the words Facebook login. Mm-hmm. And for a few hours, they were the number one Google search result for Facebook login. So the comment thread for this article almost immediately turned
into a billion comments.
Started with a bunch of people saying, "Why did they change Facebook again? I can't find where to log in. Where's the login? Why did you move the login? Please help me log in.
For Pete's sake. Oh, yeah. For Pete's sake. What a bunch of morons."
These are the people who let alone being savvy about any of this kind of stuff we were talking
savvy,
about.
Savvy? Savvy? Savvy?
Let alone, these folks don't even have the understanding, the level of understanding needed to know the difference between typing Facebook in the address bar versus in the Google search bar. And so this is people who, in order to log into Facebook, the way they do that is they go to Google and they type in Facebook login. And then they click on whatever the first result is, and they expect to be
able to... God's sakes! How could these people be breathing? What do they do? Wake up in the morning and type into Google search for breathing?
So this is just the reminder of, like, you know, there's this whole tech savvy crowd, but then there's there's this whole other mass of people,
idiots,
who, you know, they learn the one way to get to the thing that they want, and they repeat it over and over again, and they don't have any understanding of what's really happening. That's just how they get to Facebook. And so all of a sudden, the first Google search result for Facebook login isn't the Facebook login anymore, and they're completely lost.
Oh, great. Maybe some of these people, you know, it probably isn't a bad thing that all these fucking people should wind up at some fucking crazy, like, Russian fucking stupid site where all their information gets hacked off of them and they're broke for the rest of their lives.
Well, you know, there are two things. One, at least a few people were speculating, this can't be real, right? This is a joke. Somebody came in.
It's fucking true, and I hope all these people wind up bankrupt with no money for the rest of their lives.
But second, it's like, well, I think I'm going to throw up a website that becomes the first search result for Citibank login and see what happens, you know? Fun stuff here. And by the way, to tie this into a previous show, these are the kind of people the iPad might be good for.
Yes. Yes, that is true. I will give you that totally.
Okay.
All right. Let's wrap this up before I go to divorce court. Okay.
Go ahead and do the wrap up, Yvonne.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to our short Curmudgeon's Corner. If you have questions, comments, emails, anything, I mean, you know, your back itches, who the hell knows? You know, send them to ablesmay@ablesmay.com. Sam would love to know, probably, if you are itching right now, and he would probably love an email regarding that, and he'll probably share it with me, because I said this right now. So, that's it.
And the way to find me is to just Google Sam Backitch.
Yes.
And whatever comes up first, you know.
Yes, please respond to that kindly. Okay? Thank you very much, and we'll hear from you. Hopefully, we'll hear from all of you, and we'll talk soon. Okay?
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.